Right, you go through.
In terms of the terms of reference, Labor's pushing for something significantly wider here. Why do you want to go so broad?
Because we think the issues that go broader than Judith Collins need to be investigated.
What's the Oravida issue got to do with the more recent duty politics events? What does that have to be looked at?
Well, it's part of a pattern, isn't it? I think the Oravida thing, there's plenty of unanswered questions there. It's now plain that the Minister of Justice had a personal financial interest through her family's interest in Oravida, pursued that through her ministerial office. The Prime Minister asserted that the Cabinet Office said it was all right. I don't accept that that's likely that they did say that, and we need clarity as to whether the Cabinet Office position was misrepresented.
What's wrong with the scope of the government inquiry that the Prime Minister's announced today?
Well, they're trying to close this down by creating a process in respect of that single issue. I think that particular issue is likely to be investigated by the police, and the broader issues relating to the conduct of government and whether there's a new style of government that has arisen which uses government official information for political attacks in a way that we haven't seen before is a separate issue.
The Prime Minister said yesterday that he anticipated that the opposition parties would push for a wider scope of inquiry to score, I think, in his words, political points. Is that what you're doing?
No, we're doing what's proper. I think it's he that is artificially trying to narrow this inquiry at a time when Parliament has risen. I don't think it's proper for the Prime Minister to set narrow terms of reference which effectively escape any scrutiny of his own office.
Why do we need a broader inquiry to look at all these issues when there are separate inquiries in the IGIS that are looking at some of the issues that you canvass in these terms of reference?
Any police inquiry and the Inspector General of Security and Intelligence inquiry are necessarily narrow. They are looking at the matters that are relevant to what is the subject of their interest, be it criminal conduct alleged. And let's be clear here, people have got the benefit of the presumption of innocence until they're shown to have been done something improper. But both of those inquiries are quite narrow. They are not looking as to whether there have been improper use of government information used in a way that was not previously contemplated. The Official Information Act being subverted. It now appears that we have officials within ministerial offices using changing computer addresses and email addresses. That raises questions as to whether the Official Information Act is being subverted. And in respect of things that become apparent through government departments through the Official Information Act, rather than those coming out through normal channels to journalists, they are being used as attack weapons via some pretty scurrilous blogs.
Shouldn't that be the province of the Ombudsman then, and particularly around the manipulations of the OIA, as you allege?
No, it's a different jurisdiction.
Just in terms of the Inspector General's inquiry, there are specific provisions in the relevant legislation that prohibit the head of the ESIS being involved in political activity that could be construed as being political.
And that is the matter that I expect the Inspector of Security and Intelligence will address. Some of these issues, other issues as to what has been happening within ministerial offices, won't be covered by that inquiry.
Is it appropriate for Labor to call on the police on this?
I think there are plenty of New Zealanders who are concerned that the Serious Fraud Office and the financial market authorities may have been deliberately undermined in relation to the inquiries of the Hanover Group, where hundreds of millions of dollars were lost and many thousands of New Zealanders lost large amounts of money.
Do you think you could be accused of trying to influence the police here?
No, I don't think that accusation can fairly be made. We've made it clear that we respect the decisions of the Commissioner of Police or the police authorities. Those are their decisions to make. We, of course, have been one of the victims of some of the conduct that has been going down here, and I think it's quite proper for us to to raise these issues with the police.
Have you got any evidence at all other than that one quote from Cameron Slater's email about the minister going to Fiji to support your suggestion that the minister was involved in undermining the SFO or FMA?
I've got no more evidence than the newspapers who ran front page stories about this in the weekend because they were so concerned about what it might indicate.
Have you heard yet if the police will investigate?
No, and I don't necessarily think I will. It's for them to proceed as they think fit.
Was the caucus united about the decision to complain to police?
Oh, it wasn't a decision that went to caucus. It's, you know, we don't meet as a caucus at this time, but I'm sure that they would support what I've done.
Do they need to complete an investigation before the election?
I don't think that's practical. So I don't think these investigations will be complete before the election. What I think is wrong is to try and narrow terms of reference for an inquiry that is necessary. Indeed, I think it's wrong that there be, during this interregnum period between parliaments, an attempt to narrow an inquiry in an effort really to brush the other allegations under the carpet.
If those other allegations, and a couple of them, as you say, affected the Labor Party, if they're so serious, given that they're historical, why are you acting now and why didn't you act then?
I think plenty of people in New Zealand are surprised at what's been going on. It's a bit different to what I thought had been happening. I've never seen it before, and I think the full context of what may have been happening is more readily apparent than it previously was.
But the Pleasants and the database issue, they were regarded as serious at the time, surely.
I didn't previously know that the Minister of Justice had provided personal details in respect of a public servant who was vilified. I've heard people say that this is the sort of conduct that we should now expect from blogs, and that death threats that come via blogs and online ought not to be taken as seriously as others. I don't think New Zealand has descended to that state generally, and I don't think it should be allowed to. Now that we have evidence that a Minister of the Crown was involved in that, I think that should be looked into.
Winston Peters says a Royal Commission is the bottom line for him. Do you think that strengthens the chances of a coalition with New Zealand?
Not necessarily. I wrote to all of the political parties. David Cunliffe wrote to John Key himself, saying that we think that there are interests here that go beyond the interests of any one political party. We are between parliaments effectively now, and I, for one, think a commission of inquiry is necessary. Whether it's called a royal commission or a commission of inquiry doesn't really matter.
And if he knocks you back, as he's pretty much signalled he will, in the comments he made yesterday, how do you respond?
No, he's actually taking a very similar position to us. He thinks there needs to be a full public commission of inquiry. That's what a royal commission is.
No, sorry, I was talking about the Prime Minister.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I think he will be judged for.
So you don't think it should be rushed through before the election?
No. But neither do I think that narrow terms of reference should be rushed through before the election that effectively try to cauterise this in respect of a narrow subset of the issues relating to former Minister of Justice Collins.
Do you think that New Zealanders would want to know the outcome before they vote?
One of the things that I would like to see before the election is whether there was misrepresentation of Cabinet Office advice about whether Judith Collins had done anything wrong in respect of Oravida, because I've always thought that was improper to pursue her family's financial interests through her ministerial office. They came into conflict, those issues, and I can't believe that the Cabinet Office said that was proper, and yet that was the way it was represented to the media. Now, if you're going to stand behind Cabinet Office advice as vindicating your position, then that sort of advice should be shown to the public, because I think it's very unlikely advice was given in that form.
So improper as that might, you might think that might be, it's a bit of a stretch, though, to sort of link it with this new stuff, isn't it?
They are all separate events, but together they paint a picture of a new style of politics and conduct which we haven't seen previously in New Zealand. So to that extent, they are related.
So in the words of Dennis DeNuto, it's the vibe of it?
No, it's the cumulative effect of a number of events, whether it's using the Official Information Act in a different way, whether it's circumventing the Fourth Estate, because the Fourth Estate and true journalists have been put on the back foot by the way in which information has been fed to non-journalist bloggers, or whether it's some of the antics of ministerial staff going into computers belonging to other political parties, or whether it's providing the names of public servants who are then vilified through blogs, or whether it's some of these even more serious allegations which have not been made out, but there's some evidence of, as to the undermining of important arms of the justice system, including the Serious Fraud Office and the Financial Markets Authority. It's a pretty long list.
What's your message to the public about John Key's terms of reference release today?
They're far too narrow, and it's inappropriate for them to be determined without the input of other parties during this period between parliaments.
You asked the police to act swiftly so that they could secure evidence. What are your concerns there?
Well, I think they're pretty obvious. That's for them to respond to, but I think that the evidence should be gathered.